Welcome back, everybody. Happy hump day. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I won't stop talking about it. I just won't until we all know actually what is going on in this country. My next guest will help us understand that better from the vantage point of small businesses. His name is Michael Negron. He's the former special assistant to the president for economic policy. While at the White House, he sat on Joe Biden's National Economic Council, and he recently joined the board of directors of the Small Business Majority, a national small business organization that empowers America's diverse entrepreneurs to build a thriving and equitable economy. Michael, thank you so much for making time. As an economist and as a data dork, I always love it when other people, and I say those things with a lot of love and respect, join me to talk about these things here on the show. Because some, you know, wonks start talking and it's like the Peanuts character, right? So we got to make it understandable for folks.
Yes, yes, we do. Especially when you're talking about small businesses, which are the bedrock of our economy.
Absolutely. So I wanted to start with some sound, Jacob. We're going to take the Trump sound right away. You know, having observed all of the Trump flippity-floppities when it comes to economic policy since January 21st, it made my head hurt. I actually had to get, like, write my own timeline to keep straight all of the things that were happening. He promised us 90 deals in 90 days. We're not even close to any of that. We're now currently at the highest effective tax rates that we've, excuse me, I should say highest effective tariff tax rates, they're all taxes, that we've seen in this country for 80 plus years. Let's take a listen. This was quite the savvy question to the president a few weeks back.
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
I kick out?
Chicken out.
Oh, and then I chicken out. I've never heard that. You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set down to 100 and then down to another number? And I said you have to open up your whole country, and because I gave the European Union a 50% tax tariff, and they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now. And I said, okay, I'll give you till June 9. I actually asked them, I said, what's the date? Because they weren't willing to meet. And after I did what I did, they said, we'll meet anytime you want. And we have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out? Because we have $14 trillion now invested, committed to investing when Biden didn't have practically anything.
We could just talk about the $14 trillion, which is a completely made-up number. Half of it refers back to deals that were already done. I don't want to do that. The head lobbyist, the head of the organization, right, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, went into the Oval Office and said, please, Mr. President, please create exemptions in your tariff policy for small businesses so that they will have certainty. They can actually project out. They can run their books. They know what the SKU codes will mean in terms of the price of goods. They know how to deal with currency exchange prices. And Donald Trump said, go kick rocks. Meanwhile, he continues to cut deals for those who can afford to buy and curry favor, whether we're talking about tariff policies or criminal pardons. Michael, take us through, why is the Trump taco and the Trump tariff terror so devastating for small businesses?
Well, that, you said it exactly right there, that you can't predict what's coming with him. And the taco trade and the memes have been pretty funny very recently, but it gets at the fact that it's coming from Wall Street, and it's saying, you know, when the president talks about tariffs and he unleashes a new threat, the market tanks. But don't worry, he's going to cave, and then the market will come back up. And that's great if you're a Wall Street trader. But when he's making these statements and when he's imposing these policies, and you're a small business owner and you're having to order your inventory for, depends on your business. If you're, you might be a toy store and you want to be ready for back to school and Christmas. You might be selling clothing or summer furniture and you're getting ready for the summer, you're buying this stuff months in advance. And so if he's putting in, you know, on April 2nd, he announces a set of tariffs. They got up to 145% on China. He also announced that day a set of country by country tariffs, which were in the midst of a 90-day pause, but 46%.
Don't forget the penguins, Michael. Yeah, the penguins.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He taxed some uninhabited other than penguin
islands.
Inhabited islands. And he quickly, you know, folded on those, but they're still looming out there. And it was just 2 weeks ago that his Treasury Secretary was on some of the Sunday shows. And he said, well, you know, soon we're going to be sending letters to these countries to set their tariffs, their individual country tariffs, if we don't like the way the negotiations are going. And so if you're a business owner and you're trying to predict what your supply chains will look like over the next few months, what are you doing with that information? I mean, even the stand down from the 145%, which he talked about in the segment that you played, even standing down to 30%.
Yeah,
30%. That is tremendously high, tremendously costly. And so not only is he constantly changing, but the dollar amounts of these changes are significant. A few weeks ago, a couple of outlets did this, but the Washington Post is the one that's top of mind. They went through and they counted. And of course, this is before his threats to the EU and before the threat to Apple in particular, but counted the number of times that he had changed tariff policy since taking office. And it was at over 50. And we have to be approaching 60 now. And so if you are someone who's trying to decide whether to make an investment or to hire or to add a location, how are you making decisions right now? And the fact is, we're hearing it from business owners across the country that you're not. A couple of weeks ago, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, they do a monthly small business optimism survey. And unsurprisingly, the last 4 months, business optimism and confidence has declined. But what to me was so striking in the most recent survey for April was that the share of small businesses planning to make capital investments in the next 6 months fell to the lowest level since April of 2020. What was happening in April of 2020? The beginning
COVID.
Of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so this is not a great environment to be a small business owner. And exactly as you noted, you know, you had the head of the chamber asking for help for small business, got a flat no. But when you have the CEO of Apple coming in, they got some changes, although, you know, now the president threatened to undo those, or at least to do some sort of Apple specific tariff. The big three automakers got at least some relief on the foreign auto parts. And so if you're a big player, you can get some help. But if you're a little guy, there's no help coming. In fact, likely more instability.
And that instability, if you don't run a small business or you don't know a small business owner, again, it may seem like, oh, well, as long as he brings the levels down, blah, blah, blah. No, the details matter, and it paralyzes. If you're a small business owner, like, oh my gosh, well, what do I do? Well, I'm going to, you know, it's like freeze, fight, and flight. They're freezing, right? Because the threat is so real, it changes, there's no predictability, it's largely, and you can hear it in the taco clip we played. The thing that's driving all of it is whether or not countries will kiss his butt, which he said at a donor dinner. It wasn't the donor dinner, it was the Kennedy Center for the Arts, their board dinner, said it right out loud, oh, they're kissing my butt, isn't this great? Small business are business owners are paralyzed with doubt. And I want to get to the question of, is Trump trying to throw them a bone with some of the things in the big brutal bill, which I've heard spun by some in the MAGA regime as being pro-small business? I want to get to that. But I just wanted to lean in, Michael, a little bit on the concept of margins, right? These are these fancy words that people throw around in business. But a margin in a small business is how much cash on hand you have. How much, what I'm just going to say, like, float do you have for big fluctuations or errors in your planning? Will you be able to get over the next, ocean wave crest of problems, right? Back in April of 2020, there was a global pandemic not caused by an American president. Now we have a global economic panic, paralyzation of small business owners that is having ripple effects throughout our economy created by an American president. So if you can just explain to people what's happening, not only can people not plan, it's paralyzing them. And if they can't plan, if they can't look forward in their budgets, they can't hire, they don't know if they can make a capital investment, and price points are moving all over the place, I've been prognosticating you're going to see thousands of small businesses going under because margins are just smaller. There's less room for error. Am I right about that?
I think it is a very tough time for small business right now. As you've said, as you noted, the margins can be quite tight depending on the industry. A small retailer or a restaurant, you're looking at, you know, maybe a couple percentage points. And so if the price of some of your inputs, whether it's people may not remember this, but a few months ago, they imposed a tariff on Mexican tomatoes. It was specific, right? It was a specific tariff on Mexican tomatoes. And if you look at other types of goods from overseas, other foods and items, that can really eat into your margins if you don't raise prices. And so what will likely happen, and I think the canary in the coal mine here is Walmart.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, Walmart, biggest retailer in the country, I believe also the world, announced that they were going to have to raise prices starting in late May. And this is after broad reporting on the fact that in April, Walmart was starting, and Target, so some of the larger retailers, but Walmart in particular, were pushing their vendors to eat the cost of tariffs because they didn't want to have those passed on to them, and they wanted to keep their prices low, including Walmart reaching out to its China-based vendors, trying to get them to eat the costs. Well, flash forward to the present, it sounds like they didn't get enough relief, and so they're going to raise their prices. And here's the thing. Walmart can do that because they're the biggest retailer. But if you're a small business owner, you don't have the ability to negotiate with your suppliers, with your vendors. And so if Walmart is pushing for a deal and they're not getting one, or they're not getting enough of one to shield their customers from prices, what's going to happen in the rest of businesses, right? And so I think what we're going to end up seeing is businesses are going to have to raise prices to avoid going out of business. And even then, it won't be enough for some. And so we're likely in for some tough times, both from a cost of living perspective, where we're going to see prices go up on a whole host of goods, particularly those from China. But we're going to see businesses really getting squeezed.
68 million Americans work in small businesses. 68 million. If Walmart can't use the biggest buying power leverage in the world to get their suppliers to eat the increase in prices because of Donald Trump's tariff terror, the mom and pop down the street ain't going to be able to do it either. Our conversation with Michael Negron continues on the other side. Former special assistant to President Biden for economic policy, currently on the board of directors for the Small Business Majority. My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked, where we make wonk fun here on the Civic Media Radio Network.